Prime Minister featured on the cover of Newsweek, in which he has addressed the issue of China, saying that the relationship with China is important and significant for India, and that the border issue needs to be resolved urgently. It's been a prolonged issue on our borders. Setback for the Congress Party in the National Herald case. The Enforcement Directorate has seized assets now over 750 crore. Well, the court has validated the seizure of the AGL properties. The PMLA body upholds the ED attachment of the assets and Young Indian properties. Arvind Kejriwal's private secretary has been sacked by the Vigilance Department, sacking him after he was questioned by the Enforcement Directorate. So questions are being raised over the way in which Bibhav Kumar had been appointed. And the United Nations has put out a warning. Well, the United Nations chief putting out a warning saying that there are just about 2 years to save the planet in order to curtail the temperature from rising above 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2030. Elon Musk says looking forward to meeting with Prime Minister Modi in India, hinting at that final deal that needs to be cracked. Of course, the CEO of the electric car maker had confidently said that Tesla will be in India as soon as is humanly possible. Two imports, an Afghan and a Brazilian light up two leagues. We're talking about Rashid and Rafina shining in the IPL League as well as the Champions League on Wednesday night. And India celebrates the festival of Eid. All of us here at NDTV are wishing all our viewers a very peaceful, a very safe Eid Mubarak. Well, let's get to your top story. And it's Prime Minister Modi, who was featured on the cover of Newsweek. Now, in that article, well, the Prime Minister has also spoken about the relationship that India has with China and that needs to be resolved, especially at the border, urgently so, in order to address the prolonged situation on our borders. He's expressed hope that the two countries will be able to restore and sustain peace and tranquility at their borders through positive and constructive bilateral engagement at the democratic, this is the diplomatic as well as the military level. So this is Prime Minister Modi there talking about that China issue. Well, moving on to more news now, and there is, this is regarding the PMLA authority paving the way for the Enforcement Directorate to take possession of about 752 crore rupees worth of assets of the Congress Party promoted National Herald newspaper, as it upheld a freezing order issuing of these properties last year. The authority said in its order that it believes that the movable assets and the equity shares that were attached by the Enforcement Directorate are proceeds of crime and linked to the offence of money laundering. The agency can now take possession of these assets. Moving on now to Arvind Kejriwal's private secretary. We're talking about Bibhav Kumar, who has now been sacked on the behest of this is the Vigilance Department. So the Directorate of Vigilance has terminated the services of Bibhav Kumar, the private secretary to the Chief Minister of Delhi. His services were terminated with immediate effect, as his he was appointed. As far as his appointment process is concerned, they have had problems with that. Switching tracks to Assam now, where all eyes are on the prestigious seat of Jorhat. Congress deputy leader in Lok Sabha, Gaurav Gogoi, is contesting against the sitting BJP MP, another Gogoi. It's a prestige battle for both the Gogois, as Gaurav Gogoi faces the challenge of maintaining his winning streak from a new seat where the BJP has a strong presence. Let's get you news from Karnataka. The deputy chief minister there, D.K. Shivkumar, has been sent a notice by the Lokayukta in order as far as that disproportionate assets case is concerned. So they are starting documents linked to the case. Remember, the case was transferred to the Lokayukta after the Siddaramaiah government withdrew previous BJP government's consent to the CBI for investigating this particular case. Mr. Shivkumar has been accused of amassing assets worth 74 crore rupees. These are disproportionate to his income.